rescue multiple missions, and both as a volunteer and with my employment. Everyone's plan is really individualized, so you really got to think about what your personal needs are, what your background is, what you can comfortably do, and what you're proficient at. Regardless of what you do, you got to have a plan, and you got to have a backup plan, because as we know, all good plans tend to fail. So my background tends to focus not only with, you know, navigation and survival. I also focus a lot on security. So, you know, of course we're talking extreme case scenario here with having to provide your own security, but it's almost like a mindset. So, you know, when making a preparedness bag or a go bag, make sure you something light, something you can grab, get up and go, and, you know, right off the bat have a 3-day supply of food in there and a way to come get clean water. One of these life straws are ideal for being able to provide water, filtered water. So that way you don't have to carry all that weight on you if you have to get up and go. You really can't go down a rabbit hole. I got so many things going through my mind right now. But, you know, I guess I'm going to close it up with just think about security, too. In the event you have to protect yourself or your family. You know, not always from other people. It might be from just a dog, a wild dog running around. So we got it pretty easy here in the U.S. We don't have to think about it on a daily basis too much until something happens, but all good information coming out of this. So just look over, think about what you're qualified and capable of doing, and when you make your plan and your backup plans, make sure it falls within your capabilities. All right. KB2 RFI back in there.